Very top, the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said that on Yom Tov, we read five Aliyos, Yom Tov Chamisha, Yom Kippurim, Shisha. And on Yom Kippur, we read six Aliyos. The Mishnah also said that on Shabbos, we read seven Aliyos. But then the Mishnah said that Ein Pochasin Mehen, that you're not allowed to read fewer. Fewer? Yeah, you count Aliyos. You can look and count. Fewer? Good, we're concluding it's fewer. Good. So you cannot have fewer Aliyos, but you can have more. That's what the Mishnah said. Now the Gemara says, Masnis and Mani, whose opinion is the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, v'lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, it's not Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Titania b'yom tov chamisha b'yom ha-kipurim shisha b'shabes shiva ein pochas in mehen. The Ein Mosif and Alayin. The numbers are all right. Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. But Rabbi Shmuel said you're not allowed to have fewer, but you're also not allowed to have more. Everybody likes, right, Rabbi Shmuel. No Hasafos, right? The Mishnah said you're allowed to have more. Rabbi Shmuel says no more. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shiva, U'B'Shabbos Shisha. Ooh-wah. Rabbi Akiva's shul, they only had six Aliyos on Shabbos. And they had seven on Yom Kippur. So, ain't pokas in mehen, have a mosif in aleihen. But, Rabbi Akiva allows hosafas. Not fewer, but you're allowed to have more. But now the problem is Mani, who is our Mishnah? E, Rabbi Shmuel kasha tosefes. If it's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, then it doesn't line up on the hosafas. Rabbi Shmuel said no hosafas. The Mishnah says yes hosafas. E, Rabbi Akiva, kasha shisha v'shiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, then the numbers are wrong. Because Rabbi Akiva says seven on Yom Kippur and six on Shabbos. The Mishnah says six on Yom Kippur and seven on Shabbos. So my Rava Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Rava says, no, it's a Tana according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, Ein Pochas in Mehen, Ava Mosif in Aleihen. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, because we see Torah Dvei Rabbi Shmuel exactly what it says in the Mishnah: five on Yom Tov, six on Yom Kippur, seven on Shabbos. Not allowed to have fewer, but you are allowed to have more. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Kasher Dvei Shmuel, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. So now we've created up an inner contradiction within the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. In one instance, he says you're not allowed to have more. In other words, he says you are allowed to have more. So the Gemara says, "Treitan, I leave with Rabbi Shmuel." It was an argument. What was Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? Some thought Rabbi Shmuel said you're not allowed to have more. Some thought Rabbi Shmuel said you are allowed to have more. Good. Mantana law de Tanya biyom tov ma'acharin lavo me'marin latzeis. Oh, this is an amazing Gemara. Whose opinion is it who taught that on Yom Tov you start davening late? Oh. People are very machmir about this halacha, by the way. Very machmir. On Yom Tov, you start davening late. Rashi says, because you got to get ready for the Yom Tov meal. So, since on Yom Tov, you are allowed to prepare a meal, so you start davening late so that people can prepare for the Yom Tov meal beforehand, so that when they get home, they could actually have the meal. So, on Yom Tov, ma'achar in lavo, you come to shul late. It doesn't mean late after shul starts. He means you start shul late. Yeah? Right? Good. Good. Umimarin lotzeis. And also, you leave early. Again, he doesn't mean you leave early before shul's over. He means that you arrange the davening time so that you start late and you end early. I'm going to say that again. On Yom Tov, you start late and you end early. Everybody loves this Gemara. But Yom HaKippurim, but on Yom Kippur, mimarin lovo umacharin lotzeis. On Yom Kippur, you got nowhere to go. You got nothing to do. So on Yom Kippur, you come early and you stay late. So it's the opposite of Yom Tov. Now Shabbos is the middle. B'Shabbos, Mimar and Lovo. On Shabbos, you come early because you can't prepare a meal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos like you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So on Shabbos, you come early, but Mimar and Lotzeis. But you also leave early because you're going out to eat a meal. Good? So the Gemara asks, whose opinion is that? Lema Rabbi Akiva to Islay Gavri Yisera. Maybe that should be Rabbi Akiva's opinion because after all, Rabbi Akiva thinks that the laning on Yom Kippur should be seven and Shabbos only six. That makes sense. Because Yom Kippur davening is going to be longer. That's what we just said. The Gemara says, nah. Afilu tamer Rabbi Shmuel. Even Rabbi Shmuel could still be. Rabbi Shmuel says seven aliyos on Shabbos and only six on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shmuel says it'll still be true that on Yom Kippur you come early and you leave late. And on Shabbos you'll come early and you'll leave early. Did not fish sidur the Yom. Because the Yom Kippur davening is so much longer than the Shabbos davening that even if Shabbos is going to have one more aliyah than the Yom HaKippurim, it's still not going to switch the balance. And that's still on Yom Kippur, you'll come early and leave late. And on Shabbos, you will come when you'll come You'll come early, but you'll also leave early. Good. So now the Gemara asks, Hani Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva Keneged Mi. So we read three Aliyos during the week, Shabbos Mincha. We read five Aliyos on Yom Tov and seven Aliyos on Shabbos. What are they corollary to? So you remember a few nights ago, we already saw a Gemara that discussed what's corollary to, but here Gemara discusses more things that the numbers are corollary to. So the Gemara says, a pligi bar Reb Yitzchak bar Nachmeni v'chad de'imei umanu Rishuma ben Pazi. It's an argument between Reb Yitzchak bar Nachmeni and Rishuma ben Pazi. V'amar lo Rishuma ben Pazi v'chad de'imei umanu Reb Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. V'amar lo Rishuma bar Nachmeni. Some said it was Rishuma bar Nachmeni, not Reb Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. So chad amar keneged Birchas Kohanim. One said it's corollary to Birchas Kohanim. This is interesting. The first pasuk in Birchas Kohanim has three words. The second pasuk, five words. The third pasuk, seven words. So we set up our laning, the numbers of aliyos, right, to incorporate Birchas Kohanim, the brachas from God. V'chad amar keneged shlosha shomrei asaf, chamisha meroei pnei amelech, and shiva roei pnei amelech. This is machlokas Rashi and Tosis, exactly what these references are to, but everybody agrees it's references to officers that sat by the kings, whether they were Jewish kings or non-Jewish kings. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi thinks actually one of these is a Megillas Esther reference, and Tosis doesn't like that. But besides the point, right, it's references to positions of authority. Kings used to have, an entourage that would be around them, right? And so we set up our aliyos to a pattern after the entourage of the king, right? Again, this is a concept of giving honor to the Torah, I think. So Tani Rav Yosef said, Gimel Chamisha v'Shiva Shalosha Shomri Asaf, Chamisha Meroi Pnei Amelech, and Shiva Roi Pnei Amelech. This is in accordance with the opinion that we just learned. Amri La Abaye Ara Idna, my time alo parish lon mar. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, hey, Rav Yosef, how come you never taught me that before? That's really cool. That 3, 5, and 7, how come you never taught me that before? So Rav Yosef says, Amar le, lo have yadana de tzrichus ale. I didn't know you wanted to know. You never asked, right? Umi b'yisu minay milsa v'lo amri l'chua. Have you ever asked me something and I didn't tell you? You didn't. Sometimes when you don't know something in life, then you gotta ask, and that's what Rav Yosef says to Abai. Omer le Yaakov minor le Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaakov minor said to Rav Yehuda, Hani shisha de Yom HaKippurim keneged me. Good, so we've got 3, 5, and 7. We know what those are corollary to. But on Yom Kippur, we said you read 6. So what is the 6 corollary to? So Omer le keneged shisha shamdu mimino shel Ezra. V'shisha mismolo. When Ezra prepares to read the Torah, right, when Ezra comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra reads the Torah in Yerushalayim to the people after they ascend back up from Babel. It's a big deal when they read the Torah and the people are crying. It's an amazing scene over there in the book of Nehemiah, right? And so the pasuk says that Ezra is flanked on each side by 6 people. Vayamod Ezra sofer al migdal eitz asher asu ledaber. Vayamod etzlo matis yoshama aniya uriya chilkiya umasya al yamino. 6 on his right. Umismolo pedaya mishoya machaya vechashu. I think his name is V'chashpadana Zacharia Meshulam. So the Gemara says that's not 6, that's 7 if you count the names. Hani Shiva. So the Gemara says Hainu Zacharia, Hainu Meshulam. Zacharia Meshulam is the same guy. It's 2 different names, but it's the same guy. You'll notice there's no Vav, right? It's not V'Zacharia V'Meshulam, right? Just Zacharia Meshulam, right? So it's the same guy. V'amaykari Meshulam. Why did they call Zacharia Meshulam? D'Mishulam Ba'avoda Be'uvdei. Because he was complete and whole in his service of God. Tana Rabbanan Kol Olim Minyan Shivya. Oh, this is also a very interesting Gemara. The rabbis taught that everybody can be called for an aliyah. Hakol Olim Minyan Shivya. Anybody can be called for an aliyah. Afilu Katan, Afilu Isha. You can call a minor for an aliyah. You can call a lady for an aliyah. Aval Omru Chachamim Isha Lo Tekri Batorah Mipnei Kavod Atzibur. But Rashi explains, right, the Gemara says, but we don't call ladies for aliyahs because it's not Kavod Atzibur. It's not the honor of the congregation. Rashi explains, men are obligated in the Kriyas HaTorah. Ladies are not obligated in the Kriyas HaTorah. If you call a lady for the Kriyas HaTorah, Rashi says, you have to remember also historically, especially everybody used to read their own aliyah, right? Historically used to be that way. So you're indicating, maybe you're indicating, Rashi says, that the men over here don't know how to read the Torah. After all, they are obligated. The lady is not obligated. So why would you call a lady who's not obligated if all of these men who are obligated are sitting right there in the room? So Rashi says it looks bad for the fellas. And so that's why the rabbi said we don't call ladies for aliyahs. The Gemara says, right, does the maftir count as one of the 7? Right? So does that count? Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah Barava, Chad Amar Ola, Chad Amar Ein Ola. One says he does, one says he doesn't. Mand Amar Ola De HaKari. One says he counts because, after all, he reads Torah. Uman Amar Ein Ola Kid Ula. And the one who says he doesn't count is in accordance with the opinion of Ula. To Amar Ula, because Ula taught Mibnei Mam after Ben Navi Tzarech Sheikra Batara Tchila. Why does the guy who reads the Haftorah have to read the Maftir first? Why does he read Torah first? Mipnei kavod haTorah, just to give honor to the Torah. He's getting up here. He's going to read Navi, so we give honor to the Torah. He reads Torah first. They came into mishum kavod haTorah hu l'minyan lo sod. Say he doesn't really count as one of the aliyas because really his focus is to read after, to read the maftir. But we just to give kavod to the Torah, so we have him read some Torah first. But that's why he doesn't count as one of the seven aliyas. Meisvei amaftir b'navi lo yifchos miyasim v'yechad psukim keneged shiva shakaru b'haTorah. The real halacha is that the haTorah is supposed to be 21 psukim long. Corollary to the seven aliyahs that we read, because each aliyah needs to be three psukim, 7 times 3, 21. The im isa esrim v'yarba. But if the maftir counted as, if the maftir did not count as one of the aliyahs, then we would need 24 psukim, because we're not really just reading seven, we're reading really seven and the maftir. So keva the mishum kavod haTorah hu kenegdo nami lo bayis. We're going to give the same answer. We're saying, no, because really that, the maftir doesn't count, right? And since he only reads the psukim in the Torah to give honor to the Torah, so we don't have to add psukim to the half Torah to make reference or to be corollary to his reading. Maskif la rava vahare olo seichem safu de lo havien esrim v'chad v'karina and the haftorah of Parshas Tzav. It's not 21 psukim. So we just said that the haftorahs need to be 21 psukim. But this one is not 21 psukim. Sigmar says, shani hasam disolik in yana. Now, because the whole Navi, the whole section is finished. If we would keep reading in the Navi, it's an entirely different topic. So since it's not the same topic, so it's all right. So that's an exception to the rule. Veheicha de lo salik in yana lo. But is it really true that if the subject in the Navi is 21 psukim at least, then you need to read at least 21? From Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Zimnin Sagi and Ava Kamid de Rav Yochanan de Chiyava Karina Asar psukim. Amar lini spuke. Sometimes I was reading the Haftorah in front of Rav Yochanan, and I read like 10 psukim, and Rav Yochanan said, "Okay, that's enough." And we used to stop after like 10 psukim. So the Gemara says, "Nah, makom sheish torgam on shiny." That's because they used to translate the psukim. When they used to read the Haftorah, they used to learn the psukim. They didn't just read the Haftorah. They would stop after each pasuk. They would translate. They would learn it. So if you're learning the Haftorah like that, so then you don't have to read 21 because Rashi, then it takes too long. So Titani, you have Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Lo Shano Ela B'Makom Shein Torgamon. B'Makom Shein Yesh Torgamon Posik. So if you're not reading and translating, if you don't have a Torgamon, so then you should read 21. If not, then you could read fewer than 21 psukim. Let's keep going. Ein Porsin Al Hashema Ve'ein Over in Lifnei Ateva Ve'ein No Sin Eskapeim Ve'ein Korim Bator V'Meftirim B'Navi Ve'ein No Sin Ma'amad Moshev. I should translate each of these terms. Okay. Ein Porsin Al Hashema. Right? Rashi explains like this. You have, let's say, 10 fellas who all davened alone, individually. And then they all show up in shul, and they all realize, hey, you know what? None of us daven with a minion. It's a time of davening still, but we all davened already. So Rashi says, you know what they can do? Poreis Hashema. They can say Borchum. They can say, I'm sorry, they could say Kaddish. They could say Borchu. And then the first bracha of Kriyashma. Why they have to say the first bracha of Kriyashma is Machlokes HaRishonim. Let's leave that aside. But they're allowed to do that. Does everybody understand what I just said? They're allowed to do that. Since they didn't get Borchu, they didn't get Kaddish because they all davened alone, we allow them to do that. To do that right now. But in order to do that, you're going to need a minion. That's what the mission is going to say. So you can't do that. Ain't over in Lifnei HaTeva. You don't have a chazen. Chazar is a shatz. You need a minion. Ain't no sin eskapeim. Birchas kohanim needs a minion. Ain't korim batorah. To read kriyas haTorah, minion. Ain't maftirim benavi. To do a half Torah, minion. Ain't no sin ma'amad u'mosha. This was something that they used to do on the way to a funeral. They would stop and everybody would sit on the way. Now we stop, but no, we don't do this. Everybody would sit down and then they would say some hespedim, some eulogies. They would walk a little bit more. They would stop and sit down and do more eulogies, right? So in order to do that procedure, you need a minion. Ein omrim birchas aveilim. They used to say brachas of tanchumen to the people. The Gemara will explain where they used to do that, right? Also needs a minion. Tanchume aveilim, right? The Gemara will explain. Birchas chasanim, the brachas under the chuppah, right? Or a sheva brachas, right? Minion. Ve'ein mizamnin b'shem, pachas me'asara. To bench with Elokeinu, needs a minion. Rikarkos, Tisha v'kohen, to evaluate karka. If somebody dedicates land to hekdesh, to evaluate the value of that land, you need 10, and one of them needs to be a kohen. V'adam kayotze bahen. And the same thing is true if a person does arachin. He pledges his own value to the Beis HaMikdash, so to evaluate his value, you need 10, and one of them needs to be a kohen. I really want to keep going. Is that okay? Yeah, I'm at 15 right now. I'm going to go 2 or 3 more. Minahani mili. Where do we know that this is true, that you need minyan for all of these things? So, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tamar Akrav Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, that God will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. Kol Davar Shebikdusha Lo Yei Pachas Me'asar. When you have Davar Shebikdusha, you require a minyan. My Mashmo, how do you know that you require a minyan? Have a good night. Titania, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Titania, Rav Chiya Asya Toch Toch. It's a Gzeira Shava. Toch Toch. Ksiv Hachav Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. Uksiv Hasami. Budlu mitoch ha'eda, right, to separate, it's by Korach, separate from it. Vasya eda eda, and how much is an eda? Dichsiv hasam ad masai le'eda razos, malalan asarav kanasar. The miraglim are called an eda, so an eda is 10, right? Mitoch ha'eda means when you're toch, you can be toch ha'eda, eda is 10. So v'nikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael requires you to have a minion of 10. Ve'eno simamonu Moshe, that's the source for minion, by the way. Eno simamonu Moshe pachas me'asara. You don't do this process by avelos, right, on the way to the funeral, like I described with less than 10. Came in the Boilam Mimar, Indu Yukarim, Amudu, Shuvu Yukarim, Shuvu, Batsim Yasar Lav Arachar. Because the process and the procedure was to say, my Yukarim, my cherished people, right? You know, rise, sit, you know, stand. And the procedure just doesn't make sense if you only have a few people there. Ain't no more Birchas Avelim, Birchas Chasan, and my Birchas Avelim, Bracha Rechava. Gomer Av Yitz, Bracha, Birchas Rechava. Sorry. They used to say this Bracha in the street when they got out of the cemetery in the street. They would say this Birchas Avelim. Gomer Av Yitz, Gomer Av Yochanan, Birchas Avelim, Basarva, In Avelim, Min Aminin. And when we say that you need a minion to do this Birchas Avelim, the Avel does not count to the minion. The reason why Rashi explains is because there were corollary brachos. The people said a bracha to the Avel, and then the Avel said a bracha back to the people. So the Avel didn't count in the minion of the people giving the bracha because he did his own part of the procedure. He wasn't a part of their group, so you needed 10 people, excluding him. But when you do a wedding, the brachos of the Sheva brachos, the chasan, does count towards the minion. We don't do a zimun with Elokeinu less than 10. Because we're going to mention God's name. We're not going to bring in God's name if it's not a nice crowd. So you need 10 people in order to do that. And assessing land or people that are vowed to Hekdesh. Where do you get that from? When the Torah talks about assessing land for Hekdesh, it says Kohen 10 times in that section. So Chad Legufe, the first time, tells me that I need a Kohen. But the rest, Kohen. The rest are unnecessary, and so when it lists it, it tells me that you just need people, but it doesn't need to be a Kohen. So you need 10 people, but one Kohen. How do you know that it's 9 and 1? Maybe it's 5 and 5. Meaning, the first time it says Kohen, I know that it's a Kohen. The second time it says Kohen, I should have known already that it had to be a Kohen. So it says Kohen, it tells me it doesn't need to be a Kohen. But then the third time it says Kohen, maybe that tells me that the third guy does need to be a Kohen, right? And so you end up alternating. So how do you know that you don't need 5 and 5? I think where it says Kasha. Now that's a little bit unclear, but the tradition is that you need 9 and 1. The Adam Kayotze Ben Adam Mikadosh. Can a person be sanctified? Somewhere above, but Omer Dami Alai. The guy says, "No, my value I'm going to give to the Beis Hamikdash." Titani Omer Dami Alai Shemanos Okeved. Because we learn that somebody who says my value will go to the Hekdesh, what we do is we evaluate what the guy would be worth if we would be sold as a slave. The Eved is Kishla Karkos, and evaluation of an Eved is linked with evaluation of Karka. So just like we just learned that evaluating land that's going to go to Hekdesh has to be done with 10 people, one of them has to be a Kohen. Similarly, evaluating our coast, evaluating Arachin, sorry, when a person pledges his own value to the Hekdesh has to be done with a minion, one of them has to be a Kohen. All right, very good, everybody.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I don't know how to stop this, Ben. What? There's no red. Oh, there's red.